Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and beautiful day in the Twin Cities. Glad you could join us today to talk about the new evangelization. We've got a great show today. We're going to be talking about exactly that. We're going to be talking about how do you share your faith with other people. You know, so oftentimes people will ask me, they'll say, after hearing some of my stories about talking to people at the coffee shop or, you know, in the neighborhood and talking to people about the Lord, they'll say, well, how do you do that? How do you just bring up Jesus and the faith to people that you don't even know, much less, you know, just people you meet at the mall? But there's a way to do it. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to be featuring the very, very fruitful ministry called St. Paul Street Evangelization. Now, they're not from the Twin Cities. They're from out of state, but they're going to be coming to the Twin Cities on September 18th and 19th to put on a seminar that you're invited to that will teach you how to be a witness. And it's going to be very, very exciting. So Adam Janke is going to join us. We have two people from his team. Mesa is going to be joining us, a young lady called Mesa, and also another young lady called Beth. And they're like you, and they're going to be sharing how they have learned to share Jesus Christ with neighbors and colleagues at work, and how many of us want to know how to share with our relatives, you know, around the Thanksgiving table. Maybe you've got relatives that you'd like to share Christ with, but you don't know exactly how. We're going to talk about that. That's coming up today on the Rediscover Hour. Well, I just want to encourage you, take a moment to encourage you. There's so many stories in the news today about things going wrong with those stories about police and ISIS, and you know, you turn on the evening news and it can be a little bit discouraging. But I want to encourage you today that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he loves you, and he has an incredible plan for your life. And I'm not saying that just kind of as a surface message. That really is the message today, is that God has a plan for your life. And you can realize that plan in a deeper way by developing your relationship with Christ, both at a corporate level and a personal level. But that's really up to you to take that step. He's already given you the invitation when he said, come follow me. And when he said, come follow me, he's saying, I want you to become my disciple. And as his disciple, you learn his worldview, and you learn about his ways, his will, and he wants to transform your life. So this whole idea of following Christ, of being a Christian, is not just about finding out, you know, what do I have to believe and going through that checklist periodically, but it's really about relationship. And if you are down and out today and you feel just beaten and you feel like life has just, you know, thrown you up against a wall, I want you to know that someone wants to walk with you that can really make sense out of life, and that's Jesus Christ. And so be encouraged. God loves you, and today's the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice, shall we? Let's rejoice and be glad in it. So we're going to be talking about evangelization a little bit later on here, after we take a break in just a minute or so. But I want to share a story with you that happened to me just last night. And this is what happens when you begin to share with other people about the Lord. I came home on a flight last night. I did some television shows with EWTN yesterday. I did taped a couple shows and did a live show in the afternoon with At Home with Jim and Joy, and spoke about praise and thanksgiving. Well, anyway, I came home late last night on an airplane, and my wife was going to pick me up at the airport because she had dropped me off, and so anyway, I'm sitting next to someone, just a real lovely person, a lovely lady, and I'm talking to her about the Lord. I'm talking to her about praise and thanksgiving and what I do, and turns out that my wife couldn't pick me up. We had something that came up in the family, and she couldn't pick me up. And I'm talking to this person next to me who happens to live just right down the street, practically, didn't know that, and offered to drive me home. And of course, I got in touch with my wife, and that person got in touch with their husband and said, is this okay? That's fine. But and just a great opportunity to share the Lord and to also take advantage of the Lord's providence. But it all started just as a conversation. Just a conversation, and made a new friend. And so I want to talk to you today about how to do that, and we're going to do it. Oh, you know, over the years, I've never been really afraid of, I've been afraid of public speaking when I was younger. But in terms of just meeting new people and sharing Christ with new people, that has always been a joy. And so throughout the day, I'm always looking out. You know, who's God bringing into my life? Who am I sitting next to on the airplane? And always looking for opportunities to tell people about Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about wearing a big sign on my chest and telling people they're going to hell on the street corner. I'm talking about real evangelization, relational evangelization, where you get to know people, you begin to love people, and you share the greatest story, your own story, and your own walk with God. You share it with other people. And there's a way to do it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you know of somebody that might be interested in, you know, learning more about how to share their faith, tell them to tune in right now. We're going to be talking with Adam Janke from the St. Paul Street Evangelization. And we're going to talk to him about how we do this. And we're also going to be previewing a big seminar coming to the Twin Cities September 18th and 19th. And that's going to be on how to evangelize. How do you share your faith? So don't go away. We're going to talk about street evangelization next on Rediscover Hour. Rediscover.
I'd like you to meet Alan and Joanne. They wanted a basement that was bright and warm.
We had just a rough basement. It was very utilitarian. We used it all the time, but it was not a pleasant place to be. It was cold, you know, and now it's warm. And it was colorless, and it's beautiful now. So it's just a pleasure to be down here. It's a joy.
The people who remembered the old space were astonished when they came down here. This is beautiful. And the people who had never been down here before had almost the same reaction, so it was very gratifying.
Please give me a call to discuss your next remodel project.
He's just very trustworthy. So we just went with Carrie without really doing much more in the way of getting other bids.
I do feel that we really got a wonderful value for the money we spent.
They just did everything the way we wanted it to be done, and my expectations were met in every way.
We just loved the thoroughness that Becker Building and Remodeling took with our project.
612-363-0493. In the meantime, keep on listening to Relevant Radio and keep the faith. Becker Building and Remodeling, a Catholic-owned business you can trust.
I'll find.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Good things happening at home here. Good things with sharing the gospel and learning to share the gospel. Coming up September 18th and 19th, we're going to have the privilege of bringing the St. Paul Street Evangelization team into St. Paul. And we've already got calls, people saying, well, is that one of our local ministries for evangelization? No, but it will be if people come and start to learn how to share their faith on the street, at work, with your neighbors, with your family. And joining us here today is the program director of the St. Paul Street Evangelization. He became a Catholic in 2005 after spending years as an anti-Catholic fundamentalist. Through the use of new media, evangelization, the students at the St. Paul Center of Biblical Theology brought Adam into the Catholic Church by sharing with him what Catholics truly believe. So I'd like to introduce to you Adam Janke. Welcome.
Yes, Jeff. Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you on the show today. We're talking today on the Rediscover Hour about evangelization. And when we talk about the new evangelization, we can talk about the new evangelization, or we can learn how to evangelize. And that's what St. Paul Street Evangelization is all about. And we're looking forward to having you into the Twin Cities coming up in September.
Absolutely. It'll be great to be here. And you're absolutely right that, you know, St. John Paul too said we need to commit our church's energies to the new evangelization, not just learning about it, but every believer is called to do that. So I can't wait to be there and to work with everybody in the Archdiocese.
Tell us briefly about your own conversion story, because you were an anti-Catholic at one point.
I was. So 10 years ago, this past Easter Vigil, my wife and I came into the Catholic Church, and it was a matter of a group of Catholics who were willing to listen to us and befriend us and welcome us into the church and say, hey, you know, not necessarily everything you're saying about Catholics is true. You know, actually, we don't worship Mary. Actually, we don't believe that we're working our way into heaven. You know, would you give us time to explain to you what it is that we believe? And, you know, if you still think Catholicism is wrong, you know, great, fine, we can go from there. But, you know, Adam, at least let's be intellectually honest. And so one thing led to another, reading the early church fathers, got all these books by this guy named Scott Hahn, you know, read those. And before I knew it, I found myself drawn into the Catholic faith.
Wow, that's beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about the apostolate, the ministry, the St. Paul's Street evangelization. You guys are committed to training Catholics on how to share their faith with people, not only on the street, which is really bold for a lot of people, but also just with your neighbors and family. How do you go about doing this?
Right. So people, you know, they get the impression that when we say we're street evangelists, they go, oh, so you're the guys out on the street corner bashing people with the Bible and screaming at them. Or
you're going to
hell. Yeah, right. And that is absolutely not what we do at all. We're out there to listen and befriend other people. And so the work of evangelization can be done anywhere. Like you said, Jeff, it can be done on the street or waiting for an airplane or, you know, in a grocery store with friends and family and coworkers. And so what we do is we get together and we prepare people. We get people used to doing the work of evangelization by sharing these ideas of evangelization that have always existed, but we've gotten out of practice, praying with other people, listening to them, being willing to share our own testimony and figuring out when the time is right to do that, sharing the story of salvation. And so all of that comes together in a workshop, in a seminar like we're going to offer here in September, and it helps us be more bold in sharing the faith because it gives us the practice that we need.
Do you think, Adam, that sharing your faith with other people, whether it be on the street or at work or a family member, do you think that's really only for certain gifted people who might be gifted in apologetics or particularly gifted in speech? Or is this something that anybody could do at their level?
Anyone can evangelize. And in fact, by our baptisms, right, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that we're all called to share our faith because it's our story and the story of God working in our lives and his work in us that we're out there to share. So Pope Francis gave the example in Evangelii Gaudium of the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well who encountered Jesus Christ in her life in John 3. And then she went on and got a degree from a Catholic college. No, she immediately went out and started evangelizing, started sharing her faith with other people. So anyone can evangelize, and we're all called to evangelize. We just need to, you know, kind of get used to the idea of sharing our faith again and get a little bit of practice in.
You know, this is something that I've been doing for years, and I give a lot of talks and write a lot of books, and I oftentimes will put these stories in the talk in the books of meeting people on airplanes or meeting people at a restaurant or standing in a line at a store. And I personally have found it very easy to strike up a conversation with somebody that I don't even know, and there's usually obvious open doors when people will talk about something, or they're wearing a shirt, or they're buying something, or whatever it might be. There seems to be a lot of entry, you know, doors that will open up into a conversation with people. Is that something that you teach your students, and that is how to be observant and look for opportunities?
Right. So being aware of another person's interests and being able to get them to talk about themselves first gives us really the right to be heard when we want to share with them. So that is definitely something that we teach at the seminar.
So at the seminar coming up on September 18th and 19th, if people attend, kind of walk us through that. What can they expect in terms of this 2 days, actually a day and a half of training?
Right. So we don't make any assumption that the folks who are coming are already experts at evangelization or apologetics or anything else. We make the assumption that you're a Catholic and you have a desire to share your faith. And so we start from that idea. What is evangelization? What is a new evangelization? And we go from there. We talk about the spirituality of the evangelist, right? We can't give what we ourselves don't have. So are we focused on our relationship with Jesus Christ? Are we spending time with him? We talk about how people make the journey from maybe not trusting in God to becoming an intentional disciple. How do people do that? What does that look like? And when we can be observant to what that looks like, it helps us understand when's the right time to share the story of salvation. We go through that. We talk about how to share our own testimony. We talk about how to pray with others. And then we actually get into small groups and we practice this with one another. Now, Jeff, you said that it's easy to evangelize, and it really is, but it's not necessarily the most comfortable thing in the world if we're not used to it. So by getting into small groups and practicing, right, we can get more comfortable with this idea of sharing what God is already doing in our own life, but maybe we didn't have the words to share that with other people before now.
What is the basic message? If you're talking to somebody on the street and you strike up a conversation or at the coffee shop, what is the basic message of the gospel that every Catholic should know and be ready to share?
So we teach people 4 spiritual laws to share with others. When somebody's ready to hear that gospel message, we let them know, right, God has a plan for your life. And yet we live in this world. I mean, turn on the news any day, that's broken, that's turned its back on God. And we know that Jesus Christ died to save us from our sin. Paul VI says that evangelization, that salvation, it's a liberation from evil. It's a liberation from sin. And so if we want to live our lives in peace, we need to accept this invitation that Jesus, standing there at the door of our heart and knocking, has for us. We need to open that door up to him, and we need to accept him in faith. And then, of course, you know, as we're talking to a person about that, as they're agreeing with us or we're having a conversation with them, we invite them into the church and other encounter opportunities, RCIA, Bible studies, Christ-like, things that are available to them so that they're able to continue that relationship with the church that we've started for them.
Then you move on to actually bringing people to the point of some type of commitment, or I imagine at least giving them the invitation to take up Jesus on this offer. Years ago, Adam, when I was a Protestant minister and you were a fundamentalist, it seemed to be a little easier. You know, you could meet someone at the coffee shop and talk to them for a few minutes and, you know, kind of get an idea of where they're at and then share the gospel with them, that Christ has a plan for their life. He loves them. And would they like to accept that? And if they said yes, then you said, would you pray with me? And you could pray, you know, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. I repent of my sin. I repent of my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Make me new. Make me new. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And it's kind of a, you know, signed, sealed, delivered, it's done type of deal. But the Catholic Church is more comprehensive. It's deeper. And it's not a matter of just walking up to someone on the street and saying, let's pray, and it's a done deal now. What process do you take people to, not only to bring them to Christ, but then this next step of bringing them to his church?
Right. So on the street, when we are, as an example, right, you can do evangelization on the street, anywhere. When we're sharing our faith with a person and we discover in particular that person has a desire to get to know our Lord, we can help them establish a relationship with God right there through prayer. And so we have a prayer of consecration that we use, that our evangelists use, to help people in those first steps of a relationship with God. And that's okay. That's good to pray with them there on the street. Yet, we know that they need to belong to a community of faithful. We know that the gospel is repent and be baptized. And so, from there, as we're establishing that relationship with God, as we're praying for the very first time, perhaps, we invite them into the church to continue that relationship, to join our CIA, to receive the sacraments. So it's not just receiving the sacraments. It's not just prayer. It's all of them together that works, and so that we're discipling and evangelizing those that need to hear the gospel.
We're talking with Adam Janke. He's the program director of St. Paul Street Evangelization, coming to the Twin Cities September 18th or 19th. If you've got to go into the office right now, let me give you the phone number to call. I'm going to give it to you right now, and you can call Susanna Boley and find out more about this great seminar that's coming to the Twin Cities September 18th and 19th. You can call at 651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411. And if you're thinking right now, you know, that's just not for me. It's just not the way I am. I got news for you. It's amazing what Jesus can do through people who say that's just not me. And Adam, you've probably run into people like this who came and said, you know, I just don't think this is like me. But then you saw a turnaround in their own life.
You know, it's not unusual when we do evangelization training to invite people to go evangelize with us after the training is over. And they'll often say, you know, this was a great seminar. It really was a good boost to my soul, but I still am not sure I'm a great evangelist. I'll tell you what, I'll come out, I'll watch you guys evangelize, but I'm not going to say or do anything. And what we find more oftentimes than not, that when they see what we're doing, when we're listening and befriending people, when we're exclaiming, you know, what the gospel is and sharing in other people's lives, they find themselves, without even meaning to, evangelizing. And it is so cool to see how much fun they're having and how, like you said, how easy it is to evangelize. So even if you're out there thinking, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can evangelize. I'd encourage you, come to the workshop. Go out with us to do some evangelization. Watch and see what we're doing, and I think you'll surprise yourself. Mm-hmm. When the Holy Spirit is the one that takes over and the one that does the work, we only need to be His instruments. We only need to say yes and make ourselves available. And God will put those circumstances in our own life, right, where we need to talk to somebody about our faith. We just need to be in tune with when the Holy Spirit says, that one, talk to that person. I love him, and he needs to know that.
You know, I have that. You're hitting on something right there that I think is really important. I just want to say something about that, and that is that as a Christian, as a Catholic, walking around throughout the day today, I'm going to encounter probably hundreds of people today. And if I truly believe that my life is orchestrated by God and that God does indeed have a plan for my life, then I need to pay attention to what he brings to me, because he may be bringing an opportunity to talk to somebody and see a great change in their life. And we have to ask the question, if I'm not the one that's going to share, and I'm the one that's excited about the faith, I'm the one that goes to the conferences, I'm the one that buys the books, I'm the one that listens to the CDs and Christian music, if I'm not going to do it, then who in the world is going to talk to that person? And I think that's a good outlook to go out into your daily life, listening for that still small voice that prompts you, go over there and ask about that T-shirt. Go over there and ask about this, or strike up a conversation. And I like you, Adam, have found that the words just come to me if I'm willing to take that step and get out of the boat. So I'm excited about the seminar, and once again, that's coming up September 18th and 19th, and I'll give you just a little bit more information. If you want to actually sign up and register for it, you can do that even right now. You can go to the events page of rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org, and you can actually register for the event today. And if you're thinking to yourself, this just isn't for me, well, you might be pleasantly surprised. I would challenge you to go to the seminar, learn about sharing your faith, and it'd be nice in a year from now to have you on this show and to talk to us and to Adam about what has happened in your life. So that's rediscover-faith.org if you want to register for the St. Paul Street Evangelization Seminar, or you can call Susanna Boley at 651-291-4411. 4411. And her email is bowles, that's B-O-L-L-E-S, at archspm.org. Well, Adam, we have about a minute left here. You're coming to St. Paul. This has got to be a first for you, unless you've been to Brazil, to do the St. Paul Street Evangelization in St. Paul.
I have not been there in St. Paul to do street evangelization. We have, my family has been in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area before. So, yeah, we're excited. And I'd also encourage people, if you want to learn more about our ministry, you can check it out at streetevangelization.com. And we have even more resources and tools and videos and audio and all kinds of things that people can do to evangelize, even right now, even before we get to that seminar in September.
I love it. I love it. And later on in the show, we have Mesa Haddad is going to be joining us. And is it Haddad? Haddad. And she's going to be joining us, and she is one of the team leaders of that works with St. Paul Street Evangelization. She's been with you guys for 2 years. We're going to talk to her about her experience, and then later we'll be joined by Beth. And Beth Shaley, and she is going to be talking to us also about her experience of going out on the street and talking to complete strangers about Jesus Christ. So, Adam, thanks. We look forward to seeing you in September.
Amen. Thank you.
That's Adam Janke from the St. Paul Street Evangelization. He is the program director. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple young ladies who have been involved with the St. Paul Street Evangelization program and have experienced this transformation where God can use you to talk to people about His message, about His will, about life, and in the process, you know what? It's just a lot of fun to share Christ. We'll be back in just a minute, right here on the Rediscover Hour.
Rediscover. Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. Students attend class and are part of a vibrant community of undergraduates and graduates who work to love the Lord with heart, soul, mind, and strength. Embracing a variety of double majors in arts, sciences, business, and education, students participate in academic and extracurricular activities and events that are designed to build up a community of people who embrace the best that faith and reason have to offer while making new friends who are striving toward that goal. Whether it's reading Dante, praying the Liturgy of the Hours, spending a semester in Rome, or singing at the talent show, Catholic Studies students are binding love of learning, love of God, and love of neighbor in an atmosphere that encourages them to do it all to the glory of God. Catholic Studies, forming and educating leaders within the Catholic tradition for the church, the family, and the world. For more information, contact us at 651-962-5700 or cathstudies@stthomas.edu.
So here goes nothing, here goes everything. Gotta reach for something, or you fall for anything. Take a breath, take a step.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you, and we're talking about evangelization, more specifically, how do you share your faith? How do you share the faith with people, whether it be on the street, at work, in your neighborhood, or your very close family members at Thanksgiving or at a birthday party, whatever it might be? We're talking about that today, and specifically the St. Paul Street Evangelization Team. They're coming to the Twin Cities September 18th and 19th. You can actually find out more information and register at rediscover-faith.org. And we just had a great conversation with Adam Janke, who is the program director, and we're going to be talking to a couple of young ladies who are also involved with the St. Paul Street Evangelization Team to find out about their experience. But you know, in my own life, I got to tell you this. I remember a day when I was 15 years old, a year, I guess you'd say, where I wanted to ride a motorcycle. And I just wanted to ride a motorcycle so bad, and I was reading about it in magazines, and I went out and got, you know, the license and all of that. But I remember the day that I went down to Burnsville and picked up that first Yamaha 250. I had actually not ridden a bike. I just had a permit, and I got on that bike, and I'll tell you what, the ride home was incredible. There was a big difference between studying about riding a motorcycle and actually riding the motorcycle. And I would say that's the same with our faith too. You know, there's a big difference between just studying about the faith and actually living the faith. There's a difference between knowing that we should evangelize and actually doing it. And when you do it, it's exhilarating. And I'm not saying evangelize so you can experience exhilaration. I'm saying it just is so wonderful to know that the message of life and the message of hope is actually flowing through you to somebody else. And I do hope you catch that and that you will be a part of it and allow God to change your life and give you some boldness and courage to share your faith. Joining us on the Rediscover Hour now is Mesa Haddad. And I think it's Haddad. Is that Haddad?
Yes, it's Haddad.
Uh-huh. Haddad. I got to get your name right there. We never met. We're meeting for the first time. I'm so glad that you could join us on the show today,
Thank
Mesa.
You. Thank you for having me, Jeff. It's wonderful to be on the air to talk about St. Paul, which has been a really great blessing in my own life. Being with St. Paul for the past 2 years, I started off exactly what you were saying before about, you know, you could study everything, you could learn everything, you could, you know, pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, pray the Rosary, read up on everything you can, listen to the radio station. But if you're not out there actually doing evangelization, you won't fully experience the Holy Spirit working in your life.
You're a member of Our Lady of Good Counsel Catholic Church. Yes. And is that in Plymouth?
Yes, that's in Plymouth. Our pastor, Father John Ricardo, he's the pastor there. And you know, we just actually started a St. Paul evangelization ministry there at Our Lady of Good Counsel through the evangelization committee there.
By the way, local folks, Plymouth, Michigan.
Yeah, Plymouth, Michigan, where we have Ave Maria Radio here with Al Cresta.
I know. I was just out at your parish, and I had dinner with Bishop Burns and Father Ricardo. And I did not know that your parish was starting a St. Paul Street Evangelization chapter. Mesa, have you always been bold? Have you always been outgoing? Or is this something that's kind of new to you, too?
Well, you know, I have studied, I've gone to the seminary, I just got my master's in theology, and I, like you were saying earlier, how, you know, you want to study everything. Once you encounter Christ, you want to learn all about Him. You want to know everything that the Church teaches, I mean, the Scriptures, everything, and then you're so on fire with all of this information and encountering Him that you just don't know what to do with it. And when I first saw a video of Bishop Vigneron, our bishop here in Archdiocese of Detroit, promoting St. Paul. He was actually out on the streets with the other evangelists, handing out rosaries to people on the streets. I said, oh my gosh, this is something I've got to be doing. What am I doing sitting at home? You know, so I contacted St. Paul's. I said, get me going on this. I need to get into this. And, you know, I started here in Plymouth, in my hometown, with another person, Bob, and we both became, you know, lay evangelists out on the streets. And mm-hmm. it was easy for me, and it might not be easy for everybody else, but it's really not that hard. All you're doing really is just trying to, you know, when you're out on the streets, you're giving out a rosary. And if someone says, you know, no, that's fine. Have a great day. But with all that experience, just encountering strangers on the streets, that actually gives you more experience to encounter people and to talk to people that are in your own homes, that are in your workplaces. It actually gives you more experience.
How does it work, Mesa, though, on the street? Let's say you're standing on the corner of 4th and Elm, and there's five or six people, standing around. What do you do?
I'll just be out there, and I said, would you like a free rosary?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look at me and they're like, oh, okay, sure. And then if they say yes, I'll say, well, do you know what the rosary is? It's a prayer. And then I will keep talking about the rosary and try to see where they're at in their life. And I'll say, so are you a Catholic? And they're like, oh, yes or no. And if they say no, I said, oh, well, what denomination do you belong to? And then they'll tell me. And then from there, you know, and I'm not there to convert them. I'm not there to tell them, you know, your faith is wrong. I'm just there to find out where they're at in their life with God and to invite them to the beauty of the gospel, to the beauty of the Church, to the beauty of everything we have to offer them. And you know, and we have a big smile on our face. We're not there to, you know, confront them in an aggressive way, but we're there to invite them. You know, it's beautiful because the gospel itself, you know, invites people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's that's just the way we do it. And we don't, we're very friendly. And if they say no, no thank you, we'll say, well, you have a good day or you have a blessed day, you know, either way. But they leave us always happy.
Sure.
They always, you know, they don't say, oh, those street evangelists up there, they're we're not like other evangelists that might be on the streets. We're very friendly. We're smiling. We have that joy that just it springs out of us. And I think that's what they leave with. And if we're there like on a regular basis, next time they might want to stop and take that rosary, mm-hmm. you know? So we're always there as a positive presence, as a presence that, you know, that people will say, wow, those were nice Catholics. Because we do have like a little banner and we have our wagon with all our Catholic material, CDs, brochures, rosaries, everything, medals. So we're there. We're trying to be there all the time so that people will feel comfortable even coming up to us and talking with us.
We're talking with Mesa. Mesa had it. And Mesa, when it comes to the seminar, which is coming to the Twin Cities September 18th and 19th, it's a Friday night and then all day Saturday. And it culminates with giving people actually the opportunity to go out on the street. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from the seminar yourself that you consider incredibly valuable?
Well, I think the first thing is that for anyone that doesn't have, a good introduction on the new evangelization, that's in there. And that's wonderful because you get the background, you know, of it all. And then I think for me, it was mainly the hands-on experiences that you go through, practicing how to talk with people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what, that was the main thing. And we had this training a few weeks ago at Our Lady Council. And that was the main feedback I got out of people. They're like, they really enjoyed the hands-on experiences to be able to practice how to talk to people and how to share your own testimony. And that was the other thing, too, for me, is that being able to practice how to share my own testimony and how to share my testimony of encountering Christ and how to also share the kerygma, which a lot of Catholics don't know.
Tell us, what is the kerygma, for those that have never heard that word before?
Well, the kerygma is the way we tell people about the plan that God has for us, that he loves us and that he has a wonderful plan for us in our lives. And then we tell them about the bad news. The bad news is that mankind is separated from God because of sin, and that sin leads to hell. And then we give them the good news. The good news that Jesus became man, died for our sins, rose so that we can know and experience God's love and plan for our life. And then we give them the invitation to come and experience God's love. And we tell them that, you know, Christ established the church as the normal means to receive God's grace. And for them to receive this good news, they have to accept it.
Mesa, let me throw a curve to you right now and see how you take this curveball on the outside mm-hmm. corner. Well, that sounds Protestant to me.
Actually, it's very Catholic. You know, the Protestants, they do have a similar one.
Look at that. She's hitting it out of the park. Go ahead.
It's pretty much the same. You know, it's the kerygma is the kerygma. It's the good news of the gospel. And for Catholics, we're just reiterating what the scriptures proclaim. You know, they proclaim that Jesus came and God had a plan for us. And, you know, that sin entered the world and that we were saved by Christ and we have to accept it. But we also have to accept his church as well. And that's where we Catholics come in. it's the fullness of the faith.
I love what you're saying, Mesa, because you're demonstrating something that, and I only have a couple minutes here left, but you're demonstrating something that's very, very important, and that is this. When sharing the gospel with other people, you don't need to be clever. You don't need to be eloquent. You need to know the message. And there's something about that basic message of the gospel, and you mentioned it, it's the kerygma, the basic telling of the story of where we're at, where God is at, what the situation is. There is power in that simple presentation, isn't there? I mean, power.
It's the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It just talks through us when we do proclaim it to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God's Word, the God's Word has power.
It does.
There's no way around it.
It does. Well,
so that's much, you know, that's less stress for us because we know that we're just there.
Yeah.
Let the words come out and God will do the rest.
You know, earlier this year, I went to Harvard. I spoke at Harvard out in Massachusetts, and I had a couple of people say, wow, that's going to be difficult out there to, you know, speak to people at Harvard. And I said, no different than anybody else living around here, because the needs are the same and the gospel message is the same.
Yeah.
And it has power.
It does have power. And that's what we have to remember when we do speak with others about God, is that God will do everything. We're just there to plant the seed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there, you know, we don't know what will happen later to that person that we just spoke the kerygma to, you know, about praying the kerygma to. But God works in his own ways, and the Holy Spirit does everything else.
Oh, that's exciting. And I can just tell that you've got that. You've got that that spirit about you, that it's contagious. And Mesa, thanks for joining us today. And I hope we do meet up sometime in a seminar. Yeah. You keep up the good work. You are a part of the people that are changing the world. And I'm just very excited about it. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
That's Mesa Haddad. And she's one of the people that's involved in the St. Paul Street Evangelization, just like you. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Beth Sheely. And she's going to tell us about her experience on the street, sharing the faith with people she doesn't even know, and how that spills over into sharing the faith with neighbors and family. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Don't go away. We're still learning.
Rediscover.
If your tires aren't working as hard as you are, they're not working hard enough. Now through July 15th, when you buy an eligible set of four Firestone tires, you can receive a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid through July 15th. Prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Card expires. See store for details.
Westside Tire in Corcoran has Firestone tires to fit your car, truck, SUV, or crossover available today. Call 763-420-2100.
This season, we all drive a little more, and you can count on the champions of service at Westside Tire in Corcoran. Westside Tire has tires and brakes for your car, truck, SUV, and crossover. Come to Westside Tire for safe driving all summer long. Tires for every vehicle are available today at Westside Tire, just west of 494 off Highway 55 in Corcoran. Call 763-420-2100. Westside Tire. They'll take care of you.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you. Today talking about evangelization, specifically how do you share your faith with other people. Imagine this, that you have within your own heart and mind the greatest message in the history of the world, the key to joy and happiness and eternal life. You know it. You've experienced it. And you have a responsibility to share it with other people. You know, I hear this excuse so often. People say, well, you know, I'm just not like that. I don't share my faith with other people. And besides that, I have this favorite quote that says that I should share the gospel and, if necessary, use words. I think sometimes that's a cop-out, to be honest with you. I think we should all be willing to use words in some way or another. That's how God communicated with us, and we communicate with other people with words and certainly our actions. But you've got this message in you. You do, if you would just read it. It's in you, and it wants to come out, and it wants to be released, that message. And that message, that basic message that we call the kerygma. We're talking about the St. Paul Street Evangelization Ministry. They're coming to the Twin Cities September 18th and 19th. You can register right now. It's a Friday night and all-day Saturday seminar, and you can go to our website, rediscover-faith.org. To find out more information and register, you can also call Susanna Boley at 651-291-4411. Joining us now is Beth, and Beth Sheely is also a member of the St. Paul Street Evangelization team. She's like you. She's like me. There was a point in her life where she wasn't doing this, wasn't sharing the faith with other people, but she is now, and we want to hear from her. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
You know what? I'm excited.
Good.
I'm excited because I'm running into Adam and running into people like you and Mesa, who who are actually going out there and sharing the faith. And this has to transform your own life.
Oh, yes, it does. It certainly does.
Tell me about your experience with the St. Paul Street Evangelization. How'd you get involved, and what did you learn?
Well, I've been doing street evangelization with St. Paul for a couple of years. It's just incredible to be out there on the street meeting new people. I've learned that God is everywhere, and God is in so many people, and sometimes they don't necessarily recognize it. They don't necessarily recognize it, or they keep it quiet. Many people that I encounter, I'll say something about Jesus or Christ or whatever, and they're like, yeah, they light up. You know, I'll say, God bless you, as I leave the teller when I buy something or whatever, and they light up. So I think there's a lot more Christianity out there than we realize. But people, like you said before, they want to keep it private. They think they're supposed to keep it private, but No, we need to proclaim. We need to proclaim it.
Now, I didn't talk about this with Mesa or with Adam, but you've been trained in this two-day seminar on how to share your faith. You've been doing this for a couple of years. As you go out throughout the day, let's say you walk into a Walmart or a McDonald's or whatever it might be, do you have information about the faith with you all the time, ready to give someone a rosary, ready to give them some kind of pamphlet?
Yeah, they laugh at me around here because I never leave the house without packing. I'm packing miraculous medals and the holy cards and the other material I get from St. Paul Street Evangelization, and I have them with me, and they've come in handy a lot of times. Now, everyone's got the lady at the grocery store that wears all the pins on her vest or her hat or her sweater, right?
Right.
Well, my lady, she's got her miraculous medal there with everything else because we've talked, you know. So I do. I encounter people, and I give out medals all the time. And sometimes it's kind of like a divine appointment.
Yep.
And sometimes they're very, very profound, and sometimes it's just, oh, that's really nice, and they go on their day.
But it's not going to happen if you don't do something.
Right. Right.
And I think that is the key. Okay, let's do a little scenario. I'm curious. You and I are walking into Starbucks, and I'm just going to watch, okay? So I'm walking into the coffee shop with you, and you're in there, and you're getting your coffee, and you're getting your bagel, and there's about 20 people in there, and you look over, and you see a lady in a pink outfit. She's sitting there with her computer, and you just get this sense that you should talk to her. What would you do?
That's exactly how it happens. I'll see someone, I'll just feel like, you know, I think I'm going to talk to this person. I'll see, ask them how they're doing or make some kind of comment about, you know, what they're wearing, whatever, just to open up the door. And somehow I'll get Jesus in there, you know. Uh-huh. I'll say, God bless you, or you've really got this beautiful gift here or whatever. And based on their response, I can follow up with a medal or something. For example, I was at the yogurt place. And here was this wonderful mom with, like, three little ones under five, and then she was very pregnant, ready to have the fourth one. And she was so busy with doing all of this, and I wanted to give her a medal, but I had to wait for her to settle down and get everyone set. So once they did, I walked up to her, and I said, you know, Mom, you're doing great here. I just think that you need one of these medals, this miraculous medal, because, you know, Mary's our mom. Mary's everyone's mom. And she looked at that medal, and she goes, oh my daughter just lost hers. I needed this so much. You're so great. I'm so thankful that you're here.
Wow.
Which I thought was great. And then, so I went away and finished my, you know, yogurt. But then as I was leaving, she came up to me at the door and she said, you know, maybe you could help me with something. And she asked me to help her get her in touch with someone with NFP because, you know, she had needed some help in that area. And so she was able to come up to me and ask me about something that was a little more personal. Because
yeah, natural family planning is pretty personal.
Yeah.
At the old yogurt shop.
Yeah. So it opens up different doors like that. Sometimes it's asking me questions about the faith. Sometimes it's just wanting to talk. Usually I would thank them for being so kind in showing Christ to others by being cheerful in their work, and they just light up to know that they are you know, they're part of Christ's plan. So I guess,
and that has to get you excited. I mean, I know what you're talking about. You and I, there's a solidarity there, and that is that when you share your faith with somebody and you realize that, wow, God really had a divine appointment here, it just is exhilarating, and it really strengthens your own faith, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it's beautiful out there because, like I said, Christ is out there in so many people, but they just feel like they can't express it. And to stir up that spirit in them, to let them know it's okay, let them know how much Christ loves them and how they are Christ to others, you know, just spreads it. And it's always a beautiful thing.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to make sure that people understand, Beth, that you are not a professional evangelist on the street every day that has had degrees in how to share the faith. You are just like me and just like all of our listeners, a regular, everyday Catholic that wants to share the faith, and you're finding that God can actually use you, right?
Yes, yes. I'm a mom, and I just go about my day, and yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, at this seminar coming up September 18th and 19th, we're going to talk to people about their arsenal, if you will, of pamphlets and books and medals and rosaries that they should carry with them all the time. You know, I carry some of these things in my car all the time just in case I do meet someone. And I think that is a good reminder. If you've got that little kit, you know, in your car, it's a constant reminder that maybe you should be sharing with people. And so we're going to be doing that on the seminar coming up September 18th and 19th, too.
Beautiful.
So, hey, I want to thank you, Beth, for sharing your story with us. And just hearing your testimony is encouraging to me, and I know it's encouraging to so many of our listeners. And perhaps we'll have a chance to have a reunion in months or a year from now and bring you back, and we'll talk more about street evangelization. And you'll hear some of the stories that are going to come out of September 18th and 19th in this seminar.
Yeah, I just want to say that John Paul II, right? Be not afraid.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen. And you're like your mentor, Mother Teresa. She used to hand out, you know, miraculous medals all the time. And St. Maximilian Kolbe used to hand out miraculous medals too.
Yeah, yeah. That's our founder did it also. So that's how we do it. It's a beautiful way.
Beth, thanks for joining us.
Okay, God bless you all.
Coming up on September 18th and 19th, there will be the St. Paul Street Evangelization two-day seminar. It's a Friday night and all day Saturday. You can learn how to do this. You can learn how to share your faith with a total stranger in a coffee shop, at Walmart, on the street, wherever. Or you can share with your colleagues or your neighbors or your family. You're going to get equipped. A team is coming in. If you want to learn how to sign up for that and learn more about the seminar, you can go to the website right now. It's rediscover-faith.org. Rediscover-faith.org. My friends here in the Twin Cities, you know what? I think this is a changing point for us. I think that we're going to try to get 150 people together. They're going to learn how to go out and share their faith. You know what? Times are changing, as Bob Dylan said, and they really are right now. Catholics are learning their faith, learning the Bible, and going out and sharing this good news with other people. And we've got a lot of good news in the Twin Cities to share, right, Paul? Lots
there
of good news.
There are always things going on. This Sunday, June 14th, join the Catholic Churches of Northeast Minneapolis for their 11th annual Eucharistic procession. The event begins at Holy Cross Church, 3 p.m. Procession will visit six area churches with a closing benediction at All Saints. More details at ourholycross.org or call 612-789-7238.
Theology on Tap, presented by the Cathedral of St. Paul Young Adults, begins this Wednesday, June 17th. Speakers this summer include Father Tom Duffner, Father John Paul Erickson, Dr. Bill Stevenson, and more. Social hours at 6:30, speakers at 7:30. Theology on Tap summer series will be held Wednesdays through July 22nd at O'Gara's on Snelling in St. Paul. For more information, visit cathedralstpaul.org/CVA.
Interested in wine? Come to a wine tasting. The Office of Evangelization and Catechesis is pleased to partner with Women in the New Evangelization, which encourages women to grow spiritually as well as in their knowledge of the Catholic faith. If you'd like to learn more about wine and the possibility of starting a wine group in your parish, join them on Monday, June 22nd, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Our Lady of Grace in Edina. To find out more and to register, visit CatholicVineyard.com and click on the Events tab.
The annual Fortnight for Freedom begins soon, a period of prayer, education, and advocacy for religious liberty. Come hear Jason Atkins of the Minnesota Catholic Conference on Wednesday, June 24th at 7 p.m. at the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake. Building Babylon's Good Without Bending to Its Gods. That's the title. Refreshments including delicious apple pie will be served following the program. It's a free event. All are welcome. For more information, call Church of St. Paul Parish Office at 763-757-6910.
Father Rocky will lead a day of reflection for widows at Our Lady of Grace in Edina, Saturday, June 27th. Theme of the retreat is Widows, a Treasure of the Church. The day begins with Mass at 8:30, concludes after lunch at 1. Costs $20. To register, contact Our Lady of Grace Parish, 952-929-3317. That's 952-929-3317.
Worldwide Marriage Encounter invites couples to a Worldwide Marriage Encounter weekend at Christ the King Retreat Center in Buffalo, July 17th through the 19th. Come enjoy the special time. You can get information at wwme.org. wwme.org.
What's up next week?
Coming up next week, join us as we talk about forgiveness. Deb Hadley will join us. Deb's daughter, Kaylee, died of an epileptic seizure at just 24 years old, and her 20-year-old son, Tyler, died in a car crash just 9 months later. We're going to talk about how she exercised forgiveness on the next Rediscover Hour. Remember, Christ loves you and has a plan for your life. Follow him. It's the great adventure.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.